know if he's home.
Electrified residence of Bob Marshall.
Bob Marshall?
Yes.
You're still home?
Yes, Marva.
You're not on your way to the party yet?
No, I'm really pissed. I've been on the air doing International Connection for over 70 weeks straight, and I haven't had a break, and I finally got a holiday this Christmas season. And what happens? They send Fritz Kramer up here, and I'm waiting for my turkey. I got to be here to deliver it. I got to pay the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Fritz Kramer sent up here, and I think he sabotaged the delivery truck.
How do you know that? Why would he sabotage your turkey?
Because I'm Bob Marshall, and Bob Marshall's going public with the information that I've had for 16 years, and Fritz Kramer and the CIA and the DIA and the Western Growth Group are angry. Because if we go public with this stuff, they're in big trouble.
Yeah?
So what happens, I get worried, so I call the store that sent me the turkey, and while I'm talking on the phone, I hear this big explosion, and the lines go dead. So
really?
They've blown up the store.
Well, maybe there was just an accident outside or something.
That's true.
Well, you don't know if Fritz Kramer's really here.
Oh, I have my sources. Barbara,
sure?
I know these things.
Bob, are you sure this isn't a paranoid state of mind you're in? You have been working very hard.
That's true, Barbara. I could be overworked, and it's just hard for me. I may be going cold turkey, right?
Cold turkey, yeah.
So I think I'm waiting for a real turkey.
What kind of turkey are you waiting for?
Well, it's a free-range turkey. It's not produced through the Loblaws Dominion Network, so it's kind of a wild turkey, so it's relatively organic, very tasty.
Is there...
Maybe, if the delivery guy comes, I'm going to have to do an x-ray on the turkey anyways, because they could have replaced it with a chemically induced turkey.
What, is there only one place in the city where you can get this kind of turkey?
As far as I know.
Ah, so you're pretty positive Fritz is up here, huh?
Oh, yeah, because now that I'm playing in clubs, I think I've got a message that Fritz will be in the audience next time, so anybody who's interested in this material, come on out and watch me take on Fritz in a debate right on stage.
You've blown your cover.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, do you think that you have till 3 o'clock to come down?
Yes, and I like you, Marvin. I want to party with you on Christmas Eve, so I got to get there. But they'll do anything to frustrate me.
Okay, well, why don't you give us a call? Let us know how things are going, or we'll call you. If we haven't heard from you by 1:30.
Give me a call.
Yeah, we'll call you again.
Okay, thanks, Barbara.
Okay.
Appreciate the concern. Let's hope I survive this terrible vacation I'm having.
Okay, take it easy, Bob.
Bye, Barbara.
He's calling Bob Marshall once again. He's at home waiting for his turkey, although I really think Bob's in a paranoid state of mind. He thinks that some guy from the CIA or the DIA or whatever has come up from the States trying to get him since he's blown his cover doing these gigs around town with Rosie Fantuti regularly. But he's waiting at home for his turkey. I think it's probably because his wife is working and has told him that he should stay home and wait for the turkey. Right, Bob? Right, I'll bet. But Bob thinks the turkey's been blown up with the driver by the CIA. We're going to call him later to see if he's on his way here to the station, or if he's still at home waiting for the turkey, and gives an update on what's happening out there. And if you'd like to make a request, 595-1655, this is a Christmas show. The songs don't all have to be Christmas songs, but as long as they relate to a personal experience of yours, right, between bites of popcorn, and we're celebrating Christmas here at CKLN. There's hardly anybody around. Can you hear the echo? And just Dave Neufeld and I, and whoever else that drops by, whatever. And Bob Marshall at home. Understand he's still waiting for the turkey. We'll be hearing from him in about 15 minutes or so to half an hour. Just, I don't know. In there. I think we'll be playing quite a bit of music between now and then. And that was a special request, Elvis Costello, Almost Blue.
What a mess! This mess is horrible! It's all over the place! Who's this?
What?
Who's this?
What?
Is this Marva?
Yes.
Marva, what a mess. You know what happened? The turkey got here. I take it into the bathtub. I put it under the x-ray to check to see if it's free range or chemically induced. And it blows up. The turkey blew up. It's all over the place. I mean... mean it. I'm ruining my vacation.
Bob?
What?
Bob, what's all this mess? Look, all I ask is that you can do all the psychodrama of world events you want, but no mess. I'm not cleaning up after it.
Okay? Fine.
But look, I mean, Fritz Kramer. Fritz Kramer did it.
No.
No, it's my girlfriend, Marva.
Well, Bob, I thought Marva...
Don't listen to him.
I thought he was on the line alone. You see, sometimes I come home and Bob's in his rant on the phone, but it's dead air. There's nobody on the other end, and the only way I can get through to him is get on the extension and talk to him. I mean, you know...
Oh, you're on the extension.
The extension line. So I go into the bedroom and pick up the extension to talk to Bob.
Yeah?
You know, he's at his best when there's a piece of media in his hands. But it's not
hold on. I can't hear you anymore.
What?
Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm
still here.
Okay, so what's happened? Has your turkey come yet?
Yeah, it came, but it's all over the place. And, you know, I don't mind the mess entirely. What I mind is the excuses. The excuses are ridiculous.
About Fritz Kramer?
He's going to tell me Fritz Kramer did it. Or the other thing he'll pull in, another one of the holy offices, he'll say that Herbert W. Armstrong doesn't like Christmas, so we're not supposed to celebrate it anyway. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on.
Never. She's a robotoid. She's been replaced. Fritz Kramer is a robotoid. What kind of vacation is this?
Bob, are you guys coming down to the party or not?
Well, how can I? I mean, my wife is going to sue me because I ruined her Christmas, and I have to, the turkey arrived.
Well, why don't you order another turkey?
But then I'd have to wait again.
No, Bob, you get down there on your bicycle and you pick it up.
No, Marva, you bring the party here and cheer up this place.
No.
Marva, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Marva, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is serious. I put out serious information, and look what happens. They sabotaged my Christmas. I didn't even have a Christmas last year. I was too busy working for CKLN. Now look what happened.
And it's all Fritz Kramer's fault.
Fritz and his buddies, Daniel Graham and Henry Kissinger, and all those Nazis are everywhere. It's the Fourth Reich.
Well,
and yet, look what happened to my wife. Look what happened to Mrs. Marshall. She's robotoid number five.
You mean this is the fifth robotoid Mrs. Marshall?
At least in the last 3 weeks. They're constantly, they only run for about 2 days, these robotoids, and they wind down. They're going to make another one. I mean, I don't believe anything she said there. The original Mrs. Marshall was always behind me, supporting me to 100%.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bob, that she supported you 100%.
Barbara, just bring the party over here. You and Dave, come on over here after, and we can bring the studio. We'll broadcast from my place, okay?
I'll have to talk to Dave about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, listen, I don't feel like I'm in the mood, but you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Bob.
Okay, this turkey is disgusting. Bye.
That was the Leonard Bernstein and the Philharmonic Orchestra with, on vocals, Adele Addison, soprano, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, accompanied by Nucleus, Dramonic. That was the piece that the Philharmonic was performing with, Ere I Know My Redeemer Liveth from Handel's Messiah. And Elvis before that. And I'll Be Home on Christmas Day. We also listened to... What was that piece
Showdown
that we were...
with the Soviets.
Showdown with the Soviets. And that was...
Futuristic fairy tale.
Louis Armstrong was Len Maxwell. There. Wasn't he also the storyteller?
Yes.
No, Len Maxwell
Detroit
was...
voices.
Ah, I see. Where did you get this? This is Dave Neufeld, some of his wild music he brought in. Vortex cost him a dollar. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. And this was recorded... 1966.
When all the actors take over the presidency.
Interesting. And the whole album is filled with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from Cary Grant to Boris Karloff... Frank Sinatra, Ed Sullivan.
Dean Martin.
No, John Byner as Ed Sullivan.
Dean Martin, Jack Benny.
Oh, maybe we'll play another piece off this.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. And we also heard Al Green, I'm Still in Love with You. And it's 2:15 here at CKLNFM 88.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here till 3 o'clock. My name's Marva Jackson, and we've been having a little Christmas party here at the station. And... taking requests at 595-1655, requests that reflect the way you care about your fellow human beings, if you do. If not, well, that's your point of view. And there are a lot of people that, for some, it's not as happy a time, so we hope we've given you a little giggle or two with the help of Dave Neufeld and Bob Marshall, although Bob, I don't know about Bob.
Bob having the turkey escapade.
Yeah, the feathers everywhere and turkey guts. But his wife is there. Although it's not really his wife, he says she's a robotoid.
She's a robotoid now. But we dedicate that Al Green song to...
Yeah, to I'm Still in Love with You, to Bob and his wife.
Yes. She's still in love with him even though
she's
a robotoid.
She's the fifth robotoid wife in 2 weeks. But at least you have her in time for Christmas, Bob. Okay, we'll be back after this message.
The Music Gallery.
No, Canada! Home of the beaver! Home of the maple leaf! Animals and vegetables! God bless Canada! No, Canada!
Every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Featuring the kind of music you won't hear anywhere else. Musicians and composers from around the world recorded live in concert. Jazz, rock, electronic, classical, avant-garde, ethnic, improvised. Unpredictable, never complacent. The pulse of what's new in the world of music. In the Music Gallery. CKLN FM 88.1.
Can you still recall when the jukebox called and the music played?
Okay.
Getting near the Christmas.
Dave.
Yes. How are you?
Yourself?
That's the last name.
Yeah?
Marva? Marva yeah. Jackson?
Leave me alone.
Okay.
Okay. Dave and I have been having a lot of fun doing this show. And thanks for coming down.
Oh, pleasure.
It's almost over. Do you want to talk a little bit about that last mix?
Okay. So last mix was, of course, the infamous Terry Glitter, and we combined Rock and Roll Part 1 and Rock and Roll Part 2 together to get Rock and Roll Part Agent Court or Scarborough or North York or Toronto. And that was done on a four-track on the summer holidays and between a couple of friends of mine. And we had a lot of fun, and we were very pleased with the result.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. What was all the stuff in between the Yoko Ono and the rock and roll?
Ah, that was, I think it's from Lumpy Gravy. That's the Mother's Invention, Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention.
Mm-hmm.
And a little Western bit, quite well done, too, wasn't it? It was a real, sounded very 60s television. And that was Yoko with Y, and that one was dedicated to Bob and Sherman Skolnick, because he's always asking, why?
Why?
And what a song, Why, isn't it? I mean, does that have chutzpah or what?
Well, I don't know. I have to absorb it a little bit more. I like some of Yoko Ono's stuff, but each time I listen to her, it's like digesting food.
It's radical. Radical food.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes yeah. She does a lot of really pappy stuff, too.
Mm-mm.
But there are a couple songs on her new album, Star Piece,
yeah?
that I really like. But we didn't get to that.
Mm. Kiss, 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 Kiss is, of course, very good. Yeah?
You like that?
Kiss, 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 Kiss Me Love.
Yeah. Anyway, we're ruminating.
Ruminating. Maudlin.
Maudlin, yeah, yes. We're getting really maudlin, as Dave Rave would say. Bauhaus request, All We Ever Wanted Was Everything, and then that bad company there.
That was going out to, we had a really cool listener.
Did you get his name?
I didn't ask his name, but we had a listener who phoned up, and we said hello, and all of a sudden this echo machine came on. And
we should have taped him.
We should have taped him. He was good. And he said, I want to hear ZZ Top. And he started playing Sharp Dressed Man over the phone on his echo machine. And we thought that was very funny. And so we dedicated Bad Company Shooting Star because he really went for it. And he called back again and said, where's my song? And, well, we dedicated Bad Company to him. So he said, oh. Okay, that's a good song. Fine and dandy. And he started doing his little 88. I think he wants to be a DJ. What do you think, Marva?
Yeah, probably.
He does, because he was going 88.1 FM, CKLN, and then he'd go into a ZZ Top song. But okay. But we don't have that on the table right now, and it's 2:03.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the time is soon.
Handsome Ned is next.
Handsome Ned's next.
Yeah.
Where is the handsome man himself?
I don't know, but I got a bus leaving in about 2 hours.
Where are you going?
I'm actually going to Midland.
Midland? That's where the...
just south of Midland. I'm going to visit
spit out.
I'm going to my boyfriend's parents' house.
Oh, they have a house or cottage in Midland?
House.
They live in Midland?
People live up there. It's not just...
People actually live in Toronto.
It's cottage country, right? But, like, people live up there their whole lives.
What is it? Isn't it RCA has a plant up there? Isn't that what employs everyone in Midland?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Motorola or RCA, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's an industry town. In other words, if RCA goes out of business, so does Midland.
So does, oh, that's terrible.
I know.
So we've got to buy lots of RCA stuff.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going up there for a couple days. And so, Ned, if you're listening somewhere in a taxi, call.
Yes, Ned, call.
You know, we should buy Ned a beeper for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And but what we also played, before we leave, we should tell everyone what all we played down. But Len Maxwell, Bob McFadden, and Will Jordan. The election of the president, 1968.
You know what's interesting about that? They mentioned Ronald Reagan on it, and it was made in 1966. That's why I love the album. It's almost a prophecy. It's about the actors take over the White House.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a neat little album. You got it for $1?
$1. I know. You never know the bargains you pick up.
Well, I'm going to have to tape it.
It is good, yeah.
And then we heard the Care Bears.
We should. With the turkey. He wants us to take the station, though, over there. And I technically don't know how to achieve that.
I don't think we... Unless...
I don't have my car here either.
Like, we can't even financially do it because, like, everybody's closing now. It's 3 o'clock. Just, we should have, like, the bells. Ding, ding, ding. Because everybody's closing. All the stores, all the...
You know what? I don't know. I don't have any food in my fridge. How many people out there right now
have food
in their fridge and realize that the only thing that's going to be open tomorrow is Becker's?